Hello, my growing and powerful tribe, and welcome to Rewoke, Rewriting Our Kids' Education podcast. My name is Michelle Person, and we are on a journey to change the face of education. We are rethinking, re-examining, and re-educating ourselves and our children. The first half of this season, we are exploring all of the facets of education that take place before our children even step foot in the schoolhouse. Rethinking how we think about our health, our spirituality, and today, how we define success and what we aspire to be. Many of us grew up being told that we needed to do well in school so that we could get into a good college and get a good job, become a doctor or a lawyer. Rarely were we encouraged to be our own bosses and start our own businesses, even though we know that small businesses are the lifeblood of the U.S. economy. They generate 44% of the U.S. economic activity and create 2/3 of the new jobs. So why aren't we encouraging more of our children to explore entrepreneurship as an option? My guest today, Mike Wilson, and his son, Hart Wilson, have discovered what most of us have not, that entrepreneurship is a powerful tool when it comes to building wealth, and not enough time is spent at school exploring this very viable option. One of my favorite quotes from entrepreneurship comes from billionaire Elon Musk. "Don't confuse schooling with education. I didn't go to Harvard, but the people that work for me did." I don't know about you, but I'd be totally fine with my kid being a billionaire and employing Harvard grads instead of personally attending Harvard themselves. And oh yeah, are you woke? When our guest was 10 years old, he decided he wanted to go to Howard University. For those of you not familiar, Howard is a prestigious, historically Black college located in Washington, D.C. If knowing what college he wanted to attend at the tender age of 10 wasn't enough, Hart decided that he didn't want his parents to have to pay for it. He was going to come up with the tuition himself. So with the support of his family, he decided to open his own business with all the proceeds going towards his college education. So how does a fifth grader establish a revenue-generating business, and what lessons has he learned along the way? He's here today to tell us all about it. Mike Wilson, Hart Wilson, I am so glad that you guys could be on the show today. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. So Hart, I want to start by talking to you. Hart, I explained the idea about where the candle idea came from a little bit before you joined us, but can you, in your own words, explain where this awesome idea came from?
So it came from my mom being an entrepreneur, and then I was like, okay, I want to do that. So one day we went to visit Howard University, and I was like, oh, this is a cool place, and I want to get there by playing myself. Because I learned that most people use like their parents' money or like a savings account. Mm-hmm. But I want to make the money on my own and pay there on my own. So with my mom being an entrepreneur, I was like, okay, I'll do the same.
So Hart, how old are you?
11.
Okay, so you're at 11 years old. You already knew what an entrepreneur was. That was a term that you heard growing up. Is that a fair statement?
Actually, I learned the word entrepreneur about 2 years ago.
Okay. Now, was that because of the work that your mom was doing?
It was because of the work that we had started.
Okay.
Everybody was saying, he's an entrepreneur. I'm like, what is that?
So you kind of fell in. So did anybody at school, any class you ever took, ever throw that word out, explain to you the concept of having your own business? Was it something that was talked about or shared with you in school?
Never.
Never. So you went to Howard and you said, I want to go here and I'm going to have to pay for it, but I want to pay for it myself. and then you found out what an entrepreneur was.
Yes, ma'am.
That sounds good. Dad, prior to this project, I guess he kind of answered my question, but had you and your wife spoken to him about entrepreneurship at all?
Not so much, you know, directly speaking about it, but seeing, you know, the actions of my wife, who has a low vision therapy practice, and him just seeing and picking up on different things. He start learning about entrepreneurship and what goes into it, what it entails. And he just picked it up from there, and then start asking questions from time to time. You know, what does this mean? You know, how do I handle this? So it wasn't so much just us really telling, more so him seeing the actions of it.
Okay. Well, Hart, you are now the owner of this small business. You are essentially a CEO. You know, what have you learned in this endeavor running your own company? What have you learned so far? Do you like being your own boss?
I do like being my own boss. The one thing that I do not like is when we like candles just start overflowing and we get in a lot of orders. Now I just gotta take box, 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 keep taping it. Just be in my room watching TV, just taping boxes.
Product management, and there's a lot of work to be done when you're successful. But that's good though, right? That means you are doing good, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We talked a little bit about it, and you said that you didn't learn anything about how to make this work in school. You are clearly been doing this now for what, about a year and a half, 2 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that, you know, if you had learned something about entrepreneurship, being your own boss, starting a business, advertising, marketing, if you had had a class or something, if they had taught you something in school, do you think it would have been easier?
No, not really.
No? Okay. Who do you think should have been responsible for teaching you these lessons or giving you this insight that this was a possibility? Was it something you should have found out on your own? Was it something that you should have learned in a class in school? Or is it something that your parents should have just set you down and explained, hey, here are some options for you?
My parents.
You think they should? Dad, you're messing up. You should have.
We knew eventually he would get there. We knew. And whether, you know, not just here in the home, you know, having other relatives and people close around who are, you know, entrepreneurs in their own right. So just, you know, I guess having him learn that and absorb everything from being around other people. So, but yeah, maybe we should have sat him down and been like, hey, this, and this. But we were pretty confident he'd figure it out being around it so much. I agree with him that it's a concept that should be introduced at home, you know, like a myriad of other concepts and lessons that we wait for the school systems to teach our children. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to be more proactive than reactive as parents and introduce certain ideas and certain concepts to our kids and not depend so much on others to teach our kids. So I do agree with them on that.
I love that you said that, because that's what ReWoke is all about. So ReWoke is about figuring out what parts of education we need to relearn ourselves so that we can re-educate our children. And it's not always the school's job to do some of that re-educating. So I love that comment. And I agree with you. I think that we have to take ownership. Speaking of ownership, what are some things that you have learned that you've had to do as he's been on this journey to make sure he feels supported?
I've had to learn different business concepts with my wife being, again, an entrepreneur, but in the field of health. You know, she wasn't familiar with, you know, profit margins and things like that, you know, and different procedures and how to go about certain things, because that's not her field of expertise. So it's been a learning lesson for me, you know, just as much as it is for him. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's breaking down and learning the science and the chemistry of a candle, you know, how much wax, how much fragrance oil, what size of wick should be, what size of vessel should be, which warning stickers are you required to have? to sell. So it's been the entire process,
yeah.
Whether it's getting our profit margins, you know, having better profit margins, you know, things like that. Where can I find cheaper shipping options?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a full lesson for both of us. And we both, you know, grown tremendously through this process. And it's also with the process being how it's gone so far. It gives us more. It gives us that fire. You know, we approach the day and approach, you know, anything in the business with more fervor. And it woke something up inside of us. So it's been a full lesson. So I've learned just as much as he has. And I know he still has school on an everyday basis. So while he's at school, if there's orders that need to be shipped out, hey, I got to ship them. You know, I have to step in and do what he can't do, because at the end of the day, he's a student first. We understand what the goal is and what he wants to accomplish, but we have to get there first. And we can't get there if he's, you know, if grades are slacking or anything like that.
The bottom, I mean, grades are slacking, you can't go to Howard. Like, that's the whole point of the whole venture. Exactly. So now is Hart your youngest?
No, my daughter's my youngest. She's 5.
Okay. So let's say that your 5-year-old comes to you tomorrow and says, Daddy, I want to start a business. And if, mm-hmm. taking what you have learned from your experience with Hart, what things should we be teaching, or would you recommend that parents be teaching their 5-year-olds, their 6-year-olds about entrepreneurs to make sure they are ready for this journey?
The importance of money. First and foremost, that's what we're trying to achieve with business, is the money portion of it. So they have to, you know, young kids have to understand the importance of learning to count money, learning to save money, knowing what you can and cannot do with the amount of money you have. So you can't just go in just teaching them all these big terms and all these business terms and you haven't taught them, you know, you haven't laid a foundation. You can't build a house if it doesn't have a foundation. So the foundation is money, and what can you do with it? What can you do with it? How can you build your business? What kind of business do you want to build? And do the research. And the thing I'm learning and knowing, you know, and keep figuring out is your kids will absorb all the information you're giving them if, A, you teach them in a way that it's almost fun to them. And B, if you learn it with them. Now, that's one thing. Yeah, I have my hangups about not being, you know, my business acumen not being what it should be. But the beautiful part is we both have learned as we're going. So if I'm learning something, he's learning it too. So with your kids, learn it with them. Mm-hmm. There's a great book that I think if you're an adult and your child, or if you're a parent, your child wants to learn about business. A book that is very helpful is called Startup Kid, which was written by Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It makes it very simple, breaks it down. I mean, the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s. And I've actually recommended to a friend of mine who his daughter wants to start lip gloss company. Mm-hmm. So it's very helpful. It's very helpful. It doesn't have to be. And I know we have those books like, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, all those things that kind of have like legendary status in the business community. But teaching a kid, make it as simple as possible.
Hart, your dad said that book that he recommended. Did you read it?
Mm-mm. No,
I've never
read it. Okay, well then forget my next question. I'll ask a different question, which is kind of the same vein. What your dad said, that the thing that he has learned is that he recognizes that he should have done a better job teaching you about money and making sure you understood how money works, how to count it, how to save it, how to balance it, and budget it. What's the one thing that you wish you had known 2 years ago when you started?
How to balance.
Balance money or balance your time?
Balance both of them.
Talk to me a little bit more about that.
Time, because so my school gets out 4:15. Then we have football practice. That's from 4 to 6. That's from 4 to 6. And then I come home, do homework for about 1:30. That's already 7:30. That's my grass area. That's mm-hmm. my free time. Because then I have 1 hour before I go to sleep.
Okay. So it sounds like during your free area, you are boxing up candles.
Pretty much.
Okay. So balance. So parenting, gotta make sure that your kids have a firm grasp on time management. And parents make sure that before they start, they have a firm understanding of money and how it works. Dad, is there, are there any, resources that you have stumbled across? You mentioned the book. That other parents, if they have a kid saying, well, I want to do something, I want to make some money, I want to be my own boss. Are there any resources that you can direct parents to that you found particularly helpful?
We didn't use them, but I know every city has a different, like a SBA office, small business office in their city. Each of those offices will have different grants, loans, different programs, and they'll have them especially for business owners who are 18 years of age and under. Okay. But it's just a matter of going in and seeing what they have and talking to the local representatives in your SBA office. Again, we didn't use them, but I know that they are there.
Okay. I think that I had no idea that you could get a loan if you were under 18 years of age. That is a phenomenal resource because, like we just talked about, business takes money. So, I think that's an awesome resource. Well, where can our listeners find these candles, Heart?
You can find them at candlesfromtheheart.com.
Candlesfromtheheart.com. We will put a link to that in the show notes so people can go and click and support your mission to get to the illustrious Howard University. Heart and Mike, I want to thank you guys so much for chatting with us today about entrepreneurship and how we can re-educate ourselves to create CEOs. Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Are you inspired? I know I am. Talk to your kiddos this week. What ideas do they have that might be able to grow into their very own business? How could you help? I want to thank my guests, Mike and Heart, for taking the time to speak with us today. Show notes, resources, and links to the things we've talked about are available on our website at justlikemepresents.com. Make sure to hit the subscribe button and share this podcast with other parents and educators in your circle. If you wouldn't mind, leave us a review. That will help other people find the show and begin their woke journey. Next week, we are finally heading back into the classroom, and we will be exploring tips and techniques for inclusive reading instruction. Thanks for listening, and remember, if our children can see it, they can achieve it. Parents, are you frustrated with traditional education? I was. Educators, are you struggling to find inclusive academic content that represents your students? I know the feeling. That is why I created Just Like Me Presents. Just Like Me Presents is a multimedia production and development company that stresses the importance of literacy, culturally relevant teaching materials, and active learning experiences. Check out our culturally responsive books and supplemental curriculums on our website, www.justlikemepresents.com. In the Just Like Me book and JLM pick sections, your child will be amazed at how many books they can choose from where the characters look like them. They've never had math explained the way we do with Remember Through Rhyme, and I can guarantee the history we share with Meanwhile in Africa isn't taught in any traditional public school. Let us help you get the tools you need to rewrite your child's education and set them on a path to success. If you have a child in kindergarten through 5th grade, trust me, you'll want to check us out. Our programs help students develop a strong sense of self, affirm their identities, and encourage critical thinking and entrepreneurial skills. Head on over to the website now at www.justlikemepresents.com and help empower your child to become the best version of themselves. And remember, if our children can see it, they can achieve it.